I want to tell you about a girl who every day liked to sit by the stream and spin wool into yarn. And one day as she was spinning, she scraped her finger on the spindle and she started to bleed a little bit and it got blood on the spindle and she thought, well, I'll just wash it here in the stream. But when she put the spindle in the river, the current took it right out of her hands and it whooshed away and she was in a panic because this was the only spindle her family had and they really needed it. They counted on her to spin the yarn. So she got in a little boat and began to paddle after it. She was carried along by the current for quite some distance, and then she came to shore by a grassy meadow. She got out of the boat and started to explore. The first thing she came to was a clay oven, and in this oven she could smell there was bread baking, and it smelled like it was almost done. And in fact, she heard the voice of the bread loaves crying out, "Take us out of the oven! We're cooked and we're about to start burning!" So she found the oven mitts, and she got the bread out and put it in a safe place to cool. She kept walking on and she came to an orchard. And in the orchard were apple trees. And she could hear the branches calling out, "Shake us! Shake us! We're weighed down with ripe apples. We're about to break." And so she went through the apple orchard shaking all the trees and the branches. And the apples fell to the ground. And then she gathered them all up into a tidy pile. And she kept walking. And soon she came to the home of an old woman who was so frail she wasn't able to do her own housekeeping. So the girl cleaned the whole house and she cooked a meal and then she shook the old woman's feather quilt until the feathers started flying in the breeze and she tucked the old woman into bed for a good night's sleep. And she saw that there was nobody to take care of this old woman, and so day after day she did whatever needed to be done. And a lot of days passed and she did a lot of good work for her new friend, but finally she got so homesick she said to the old woman, I think I have to go home now. I miss my family too much. And so the old woman said, "I thank you so much for your kindness and your thoughtfulness and your generosity." And she gave her a new spindle for her spinning, and she walked her down to the river and helped her get into the boat, and then gave the boat a very strong shove, considering how old and frail this woman was. And before the girl knew it, she was back at her place by the stream, near where she lived, where she always did her spinning. And to her complete amazement, the boat was filled up with gold. You can imagine how thrilled her family was to have her home, and they wanted to know everywhere she'd been and what she'd been doing and how it happened that she had earned such great riches. As she told the story, many of the neighbors came to listen to her adventures. And the story gave one of the neighboring girls an idea. So the next day, the neighbor girl came down to the river, and she got in the boat and waited to see where the boat would take her. And she washed up on that same grassy meadow, and she came to that oven, which was again baking bread, and the loaves were crying out. But this girl said, "Oh, I don't want to get my hands dirty in the ashes." And then she came to the same apple orchard where new apples had ripened, and she could hear the weight of the groaning of the apples and the branches calling out, but she said, "Oh, no, I can't pick the apples. I can't shake those branches. One of those apples might fall on my head." And then she walked on and came to the house of the old woman, and the old woman said, "I really could use some help. I need some help with cooking and with cleaning, and what I like most in the world is if somebody can shake my quilt until the feathers fly around like snow." But this girl couldn't be bothered with cooking or cleaning. She fell into the old woman's bed herself and slept day and night until she got so hungry she decided that she better go home. So the woman walked her down to the stream, helped her get in the boat, and gave it a hard shove, a shove that seemed surprisingly strong considering how old and how frail this woman was. And the girl thought, "Oh good, this must be the part where I get back where I started and my boat is filled up with gold." Well, she did get back where she started. But her boat was not filled with gold. It was filled with sticky tar. And her family could hardly pry her out of the boat. And certainly they didn't want to be telling any of the neighbors about what had happened to her. So we're going to join hands now and say a prayer. We're kind of reaching in our minds over there to Jonas and Oren. Dear God, help us never to shy away from honest work or thoughtful service. Help us, Lord, to improve the world as we go through it, in Jesus' name. Amen.